My ring is Evan. I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot them down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Llewellyn Snavely Mousy Gray, Pine Ridge's latest contribution to Class 1A, is scheduled to take his physical examination today prior to his induction into the Army. And after the rather rigorous building-up exercises that Lum and Abner put him through yesterday, there's some doubt whether he'll be able to pass the test or not. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot-'em-Down store and library. Abner is just entering.
What is it, Abner?
My doggy's mouth, he done it. He done it.
Done what?
He passed his physical examinations. I just now heard it over at Dickardson's store.
Well, good for him, Alfie.
Ain't that fine?
I know he'd do it. I reckon that building up we gave him yesterday done him so much good that he got through all right.
It must have. He sure got through.
Proud to hear that. Yeah, this is going to be the greatest thing that ever happened to Mousy.
Oh, yeah.
When does he leave for the Army, do you know?
Well, I believe they said day after tomorrow. Yeah, early in the morning he's leaving out.
Well, that don't give him much time to get ready, does it?
No, it don't.
They don't fool around. Once they get him in there, they ship him right out, don't they?
Yeah. Of course, I reckon that Mousy's got plenty of time at that store, for I know he ain't got a whole lot to do to get ready.
No.
I know one thing. He won't have to take a bath before he leaves. That's the first thing they're going to do with him is put him in some water.
How do you know it is?
Well, Dick Carlson said so. He said before Mousy got into the camp, they'd send him to a ducking center.
Ducking center?
That's what he said, yep.
Wait a minute. You got that wrong. That ain't a ducking center. It's an inducking center.
Huh?
That means that's where they take them in and get them registered and give them uniforms and all that.
It does.
You had me scared there. I thought they were going to run him through a dipping vat the way
you
thought.
Well, that's what I thought, too, at first, but they said no. Well, what do they throw him in that water for tomorrow?
Oh, for goodness sake.
Well, now, tell me, why do they?
Abner, I ain't even going to answer that. It's too silly.
Well, it does seem sort of silly to me, too, but, man, I guess the Army knows what they're doing. I wouldn't want a buddy in try to tell them nothing. You know, I was just thinking of something, old Lum. You know, I believe we ought to give Mousy a farewell party. He's been such a nice feller to help us around.
That's funny. I was just thinking the same thing myself.
You are?
I believe the best thing to do is to have it at the schoolhouse. Do it upright. Everybody in the whole community come there.
Yeah, that's what we ought to do. Have a big crowd. Decorate the schoolhouse all up fancy and everything.
Yeah. Might as well call up Sister Simpson and let her take charge of it.
Yeah.
She can decorate that schoolhouse blindfolded with both hands tied behind her back. She did it so much.
Yeah. Well, to be honest, it ain't safe to have a party and not let her be in charge of it. I can tell you that. You know how mad she gets.
Oh, you're right about that. Yeah. She loves to decorate the schoolhouse.
Yeah, she wants to be chairman of the committee. Mm-hmm. She ain't. She just won't have no party.
Loves to boss folks around.
Yeah, that's what she likes to do, boss them women around, get them to take orders from
her. I see her now up on that stepladder in them red slacks of hers.
Yeah, if that ain't a sight.
I reckon I better call her right away and let her get started in here.
Yeah, or two. Well, now, when are we going to have the party, Mom?
Well, if he's leaving day after tomorrow, we ought to have it tomorrow night.
Yeah.
That'll give us enough time to get everything ready. Wait a minute. Hello, Sister Simpson? This is Mom Edder.
Oh, spy that Mousy.
Uh-huh. Say, Sister Simpson, me and Abner thought it'd be nice to have a party for our Mousy, as long as he's going in the Army.
She might not know about it.
Yeah, though. He's going in. Well, he didn't know it till today himself.
No.
Uh-huh. Passed examination and everything.
No, we 100%, I reckon.
Oh, I don't know. We thought we ought to have it someplace where everybody in town could come. Maybe at the schoolhouse.
That's a good idea.
Tomorrow night.
Oh, Lump. You better hang up. Hang up the phone. Mousy's coming.
Oh, say, Sister Simpson, I got to hang up because Mousy's coming in the store. Yeah, you go ahead with the plans and I'll check with you later. Yeah, all right. Goodbye.
Lucky thing I seen him coming.
Yeah, well, this to be a surprise.
Oh, yes, got to be a surprise.
Oh, it wouldn't mean a thing if there weren't surprises.
No, no, he won't be expecting nothing either.
Now, don't go talking too much now and give it away.
I won't. I ain't going to talk. You know me, how I can keep a secret.
Yeah, I know, and that's what's worrying me.
Find
out, huh?
Oh, yes, yes. Well, howdy, Mousy. Come on in.
Yeah, congratulations, Mousy.
Well, thank you, Lon.
We just heard the good news a couple of minutes ago.
Yes, sir. Oh, happy days.
Now, how does it feel being a member of Uncle Sam's army?
Well, sir, I've just been so busy I can't hardly tell yet, Lon.
Busy, huh?
Yes, sir. You see, they gave me 48 hours to settle up all my affairs, and, well, I guess, Lon, well, I guess I'm just going to need some help. That's the reason I came over here to talk to you.
Well, you come to the right place,
I hate to bother you this way.
Well, I can straighten you out on stocks and bonds and debts and loans and all them finance matters.
Yeah, Lom's good at such a thing.
What seems to be your main trouble, Mousy?
Well, it's kind of hard to say.
It is, huh?
Yes, sir.
It just sounds like it might be complicated.
Oh, it is.
Maybe we'd better sit down at the table here and get some paper and pencil and figure this thing out right.
Yes, sir, I want to do it right. I'm going in.
Now, first of all, you list all the outstanding debts you got and the money you got in the bank. And, Abner, get the phone. I think that's our ring.
Yeah, all right, I'll get it.
Let's see, where was we at now?
Hello, Jotham Down Store and Library. Abner Peabody doing the talking.
I'm talking here, and we figured out.
Oh, yeah, Sister Simpson.
Oh, careful what you say, Abner.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, patriotic decorations. Some of that there red, white, and blue button stuff, you know.
Well, tell her to call back later, Abner.
Eat? Oh, sure, ought to have lots of eat, sir. Yeah, feed him up good, you know. Yeah, all right, Sister Simpson, I'm proud you call. Yeah, goodbye.
Who's she going to feed, Abner?
Oh, well, some feller.
What's his name?
Careful, Abner.
Let's see. Well, tell you the truth, Mousy. He ain't exactly a feller. He's more of a horse. That's what he is,
a horse. That's what he is.
Yeah. Sister Simpson, she bought herself a horse and want to know how to feed it, so she called me.
Oh, going to feed him red, white, and blue bunny?
Oh, yeah, that's what he loves to eat. He just loves that stuff. He's awful cute, your horse, but he's patriotic, so I'll say that for him.
Abner, you better hash up, I think.
I got out of that, didn't I?
Well, let's get this thing figured out, Mousy. What'd you say your outstanding debts was now?
Well, I didn't say, Lum, because I haven't got any.
You ain't, huh?
No, sir. In fact, I don't have any of those things that you mentioned there, stocks or bonds or financial things at all.
Hmm. Well, what exactly is troubling you then?
Well, see, they told me to go and settle up my affairs.
Yeah, you told us that.
But no matter how hard I try, well, I can't think of any affairs to settle up.
Oh, I see. Well, that's different.
Dog, as that is serious, ain't it? Reckon they'll keep Mousy out of the army on account of that?
Oh, no, I don't believe it's that serious.
Uh-huh.
I think it'd look better for him, though, if we could study up at least one or two affairs he could settle up.
Well, sir, I can't notify my employer because I haven't been working.
No, you can't do that.
And I can't turn my property over to my wife because she already owns it.
No, that's right.
Yes, sir.
Wait a minute, Abner. Better let me get the phone this time, just in case it's you know who.
Yeah, sure. If you say the wrong thing, I can get us out of it some way. I'm good at this.
Jot them down, store and library. Lum Edders talking. Oh, yeah. Yeah, ought to let him do that.
Bound you, he's talking about that horse, Mousy.
Yes, sir.
Why, sure. Well, I'd suggest we just let him recite one poem, though.
Recite poems?
Oh, there's the smartest one horse I ever seen in my life.
Ma?
Love's poem.
Oh, yeah, we ought to do... Yeah, yeah. We can all chip in. Well, I don't know whether he's got one or not. Maybe I can find out in a roundabout way. Yeah, and then I'll let you know later. All right. Goodbye.
Was that you know who, Lum?
It's just a business call.
Oh.
Nothing important to it. Well, have you studied up any affairs to settle yet, Mousy?
No, sir. See, I'd planned to go and say goodbye to my friend, the Hoot Owl, but I'm afraid he's flown away or moved or something. I couldn't find him.
Well, that's too bad.
Yes, sir.
Say, Mousy, I don't know how I happened to think of this. It just popped into my head, Shorter. Have you got a good valise?
Well, I've got one, Lum, but it isn't very good anymore. Why?
Oh, no reason. Just thinking, if you need one when you leave for camp, why, you can borrow mine or Abner's or something.
Oh, yes, sir.
And Granny, I just thought of something else. I got to make an important phone call. Business call.
Who are you going to call on?
Oh, somebody. Got to call a business executive about some, executive business.
Well, who is it, Lum?
Hello? This is Lum again.
Wonder who he's calling.
No, he ain't. No, so go ahead and do that.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Better charge it to me and Abner, too.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, I'll check with you later. Goodbye.
I bet you I know who that was.
It was just a business executive.
Oh.
Have you studied up anything else, Mousy?
Well, I thought of one financial matter that I still have outstanding, Lum.
Well, good. What is it?
Well, sir, I still have two chain letters out.
Chain letters?
Yes, sir. I started them about 6 years ago, and I never...